Awkward Moms Club, starring Christia and Ashley. Awkward.
Do it on the camera.
It's a very satisfying sound to hear a pop can open.
It is. It's not beer, guys. It's Coke Zero. It's my one Coke Zero for today.
It's beer. I'm here to
talk about it.
It's like one of those canned tequila drinks that's like 30% alcohol. Anyway, hi!
They have 30%?
No.
Oh, I was like, holy, let's get some.
How are you?
Good, how are y'all?
I'm good. We're so festive.
I love that we're both wearing pink today.
Well, I saw you post that that's what you were wearing.
Oh, so you're a creep.
I haven't worn this yet. I actually got it for Vegas, and then it never felt right there because it's like... It's weird. It's a sweatshirt that's cropped off, and then at the bottom of the crop...
It has feathers.
It has feathers, and they don't stretch at all. So it's kind of hard to get it on. So it's like, am I comfortable? Am I hot?
Not in Vegas, because it was fucking cold.
Yeah.
Let's just be about
it. It was nice and warm when we were there during the day.
Yeah, we had 2 days. The first day, Sunday and Monday, were so nice. Walking was not a problem. But then, whatever, Valentine's Day... It was fucking cold from, like,
cold
the morning to the night. Like, walking to market, because we stayed very close to the convention center.
Where's the convention center? The MGM Grand?
No, it is the Las Vegas Convention Center. It's, like, basically across from Circus Circus.
Oh, yeah, I know where
it is. So we stayed.
The rodeo was going on there.
The rodeo? No, there was no rodeo today. It was just a bunch of, or not today. I don't know what the fuck's going on there today.
So did you get cute shit?
We got hella cute shit.
Do you get to buy stuff yourself while you're there?
Sometimes. Yeah, I did order a couple things extra for me.
Just like
really
one.
Excited. Yeah, yeah. So and it also really depends
that
on it depends
so
on the the brand too. Like the things that I ordered were from St. Geraldine, that brand that we just found. But I was wearing the jumpsuit the day before and got literally, I'm not exaggerating, 25 compliments on my outfit. Everybody like and granted
except to that one person on Instagram.
Yeah. But in that I guess avenue, at least it's people who like clothes and who care about like what's in style, you know?
Yeah.
So it was very sweet.
Was that the brand of the stuff you're carrying now?
Yeah.
Oh, where did you get it?
It's one of the things from Nuuly that I rented.
And you kept it.
No, I haven't kept it. I still have my Nuuly. Like this is my debut of the Nuuly stuff. This is Nuuly.
Oh, that's cute.
This is like a $300 shirt, so I will not be buying it. It is really cute, but it's not $300 cute, but it is $88 a month for five items cute, for six items cute.
Yeah.
I really am loving Nuuly.
How did the sizes work?
There's different brands have different sizing.
Do you just put your measurements in?
You can, they have like, what I really like about it so far, this is not an ad for Nuuly, this is just my experience, Nuuly. So a lot of people will review the pieces and post photos. So you can get an idea, like, this is a medium, I'm 5'9", this is not a medium, this is an extra large. But, for example.
Yeah, well, because in some brands that, or the way it was cut, sometimes, like, you fit into a small, but then the shoulders are off, so then you size up, but then it's like,
I've never
did they mean this
small,
to be, you know what I mean. Did they mean this to be so,
awkward?
Like,
so all the reviews said that this was, like, super tight in the boobs, so size up, so I did. Because I normally am pretty strictly
and with
the
buttons, you would have been disappointed.
Oh, I would have been pissed.
And here's where I have always, like, always gone with online stuff like that, and I need it. I always size up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? In a pinch, well, this is renting, so.
Yeah.
But in a pinch, you could always take something in. You can never really make something bigger.
Right.
And it's really hard to make yourself smaller.
But you even stuff
smaller.
That you, like, rent. Like, if this was a little oversized, you could easily modify it temporarily, you know, if you were worried about it.
It's super cute.
Yeah, I really like it. I was going to wear it for, like, my little Valentine's outfit, but then I wore brown. Pink shoes, though.
Pink chance.
Pink shells.
Cute. Well, I love that.
Yeah.
So Vegas was fun.
It was fun. We ate a lot of yummy, yummy stuff.
What'd you eat?
We ate at Momofuku, which is so yum.
Delish.
What do you love there?
We just sat at the bar and like had some apps and drinks, like waiting for a different reservation.
Yeah, we got like a lot of different apps, but it was delightful. Then we went to Vanderpump's it's like the new bar restaurant in, the Cosmo, I think.
Vanderpump, as in the...
Lisa Vanderpump.
The housewife?
Mm-hmm.
She was there that's where we stayed. And I feel like she was there, like, signing,
well, then
promoting
I think
it
just
or opening
opened.
It or
yeah,
something,
I think it
like
just,
doing, like, a grand opening event.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we have no idea who this
she's
is.
Cool. Well,
no
I don't know if she's really
no
cool, but
reference.
It was cool. It was beautiful. Did you ever go in? Mm-mm. It's really, like, super cute. It's French theme, of course. But it's so, like, pretty and nice. And I had that's where I had the really yummy gin and tonic. But it was, like, pink and cute and so fucking strong. They don't play in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like, how sometimes
those places, like, the nicer places where you're sitting down to eat,
mm-hmm.
the drinks are, like, $18,
yeah.
$20. So, yeah, better be strong.
Yeah, but the drinks here are, like, $16. And I don't feel like they're so strong every time.
I don't buy $16 drinks here. Don't fuck this place.
You know what I mean.
Where do you go? I mean, on 38,
yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll go for, like, work things or, like,
you know,
just
like,
go to drinks with my
Top Shelf Margarita is
it's, like, $18. And I'm like, well,
who should be invited to karaoke tonight? I really want to know.
I don't know.
I think I'm such an extrovert.
I'm not a,
like,
karaoke girl. I'm not singing.
Such a
I'm not singing.
Oh, that's fine. Like, I'm such a social person and such an extrovert that, like, I can't find anyone to match my pit. Like, I can't get anyone to go to karaoke with me.
I will go, but I'm
it's
not
just
singing.
It's funny to watch.
I'm not singing. I'm not singing.
No, that's not
I
your
would
style.
Never. Ew.
I would, and I would do it good. I would do it bad. I would do it anything in
all
between.
Of mine would be bad. I'm not a good singer.
I just love watching people think something about themselves that may or may not be true, including myself.
That is funny.
I
yeah,
just
maybe
think it's really
oh,
funny.
Fuck, I forgot Mimi has lacrosse practice till 7:30.
Mimi. No, you need to go be with your children.
Oh my god, she was like Velcroed to me last night. She
aww.
Read me so many of her scary stories. Do you remember the books that are called like Scary Stories
yeah,
to
Lindsay
Tell in the Dark?
Always used to get those and like get obsessed with them.
So
she was always obsessed with like ghosts and ghost
yeah,
stories.
So is Amelia. She's a creep. But I saw these books at Urban Outfitters. We went into Urban Outfitters as like research, which I mean, because it's for like youthful, you know, I'm not
even.
So, the trends. I'm talking about the
yeah.
clothes. Like, I know the quality's not great, but some of the trends are like trendy. So we were just looking
at
getting an idea.
Yeah.
Trying to predict what we would see the next day at market. And also we had time before our reservation at Vanderpump. Oh, but wait, pause. At Vanderpump, we had Pond du Chocolat bread pudding. So
yeah.
it was a chocolate croissant made into bread pudding.
Yeah.
With
that.
A... It was so good.
Okay, we'll all go have that next time I go to Vegas. Because, yes.
It was delightful.
Vegas is fun, but it always feels like... Like, you're the happiest to come home. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're just like, yeah, get me the fuck out of here.
It's overstimulating in every
it is
every,
literally Disney
every
World
way.
For adults. Like,
yeah.
it's too expensive. There's too much shit being thrown in your face constantly. You think you're going for a nice trip. You never get to relax.
Never.
The best way to do Vegas is to
not
do it of an evening and go get outside of Vegas during the day.
Yeah.
You have to leave Vegas during the day and just go somewhere
yeah, that
else.
Makes sense. I,
or
yeah.
you are just like, it will just break your heart and make you exhausted.
I was so tired. I got literally 2 hours of sleep on Valentine's Day night because between Bruno Mars, packing up for our early flight, it was just... Uber. Like, it was just...
So you bought enough stuff. So how does it work? Like, not that this is, like, riveting information.
People,
but
I mean, I never knew.
What, are you done? Like, if you're like, okay, we need to fill this quota, we need this many pieces, and when you buy them, you go? Or do you just see everything?
So...
Because I'm
really
like a see
quotas.
Everything.
Yeah, we saw everything. But we don't, we have like ideas of things that we are looking for. Like, let's say we
but
are
she
like,
can't buy so much more than it's going to get sold.
Oh, right, right, right. But I, because she's had the stores for 20 years, Gigi's been open 20 years, I think she just has a really good knowledge, I guess, of what, like the quantities. Like, she did this year, she said she overbought on a certain brand, Bella Doll, because she, at one point, there was like, you couldn't have enough of it. And it was like gone, gone, gone. But this one time it slowed down a little bit. So she's like, you can have too much Bella Doll. So she's like really good at like looking at what has happened and then predicting, I guess. Yeah, she's really good at that.
Well, and it also probably has to do with, yes, trends, but also like there's some things you can't predict, like how something's going to wash and wear
right.
and hold up. And like, I'm the kind of person that if I get something for my kids, especially, and I notice that they keep reaching for it or I keep reaching for it and it's super comfortable, well-made, mm-hmm. wash as well, I will go buy more of that exact same thing in different colors. Like, yeah. That is how I am.
Yeah. I'm the same way. But so first we just literally took, first we saw Billy Porter speak and it was
Did
amazing.
You pinch, wait, who performed again?
Billy Porter spoke and he, then Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes posted on Twitter that some middle-aged broad pinched his butt. I would have. He like yelled at her.
It was crazy. We were far back kind of because.
Oh my gosh, she's winking at me. It was her, guys.
I wish. He was so sweet though. Like, you don't expect him to be sweet.
Did you hug him?
I wanted to. He was really far away. He was really nice. Like, he said really nice things about entrepreneurs and how proud of, like, the group he was because all these people are small business or business owners. And he was like, I'm so proud of y'all. Like, this is the way to build generational wealth. It was like we got motivational speaking TED Talks from Busta Rhymes. And also, you guys, he can spit as fast as he can on the album. And I can't fathom it. Like,
so he was talking to you quickly.
No, he talked normal, but when he sang, when he performed, he can talk so fucking fast. Like, my brain can't
move over Twista.
Honestly.
You never is so fast.
I think bus is faster, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to do some raise arch. But it was really good. It was really, really good. Busta was good. We got a lot of stuff, but we did walk down every single fucking aisle looking at all these booths. And some of them would go in and we'd be like, oh, this is cute, this is cute, this is cute. And sometimes we would take pictures of the things we thought were cute, and then the booth number and name so that we could go back the next day.
If you wanted to. But there was also things that it was just like immediate yes.
Immediately, some places
you have like something that's like yes, but you don't have enough stuff to get a full order from them. Yeah.
And it's not necessarily the minimums that are the problem, because most of them have pretty low minimums. But it's like, is it worth it for this one shirt or this one, you know? Like, yeah. It's a lot of work.
That seems like a lot too.
So it was a lot of, like, brain we had to use, as well as just a fucking ton of walking.
And just the two of you.
It was fun, though.
That is fun. Oh, well, I'm glad you're back. Let's talk about...
Sex, baby. I'm just joking.
Yeah, for real. Let's talk about Avril Lavigne, because here's the thing. I saw that. We will put this video in our stories.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, some conspiracy theory about Avril Lavigne, which...
I don't disbelieve it. I just...
She's just such a... I don't know. She started, like, a new shitty, I would say, genre of music, but she's so us.
Gatorade was fire, okay? It still is good.
But she's so 2002. Oh, like, absolutely. All up in your grill 2002. Okay, but here's the thing about her. I recently was watching something, like, more recent, and I was like, oh, Avril Lavigne, I didn't know she was, like, still relevant. And then I was like, is it me, or does she look totally different? Like, I get that you change as you get older, blah, 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 but I'm, like, looking at her face, like, that's not the face I remember, and she was not, like, really relevant to me for so long that I hadn't even thought of it. And then I remember thinking to myself, like, something is weird. She must have had a lot of work done, but why? Because she didn't really have a noticeable thing, mm-hmm. you know? And wasn't her image about being just, like, not caring?
Yeah.
So why would she get... And I put it aside, whatever. I never thought about it again. And then I saw a video on Instagram that people think that she has, like, a body double standing in for her because she killed herself a while
named
back.
Melissa.
And listen... I think it might be true.
Listen, it might be.
Did you try this?
Yeah.
Is it good?
The caramel's really tasty, but I didn't care for the cookie as much.
Wait, what's this called? Anyway, guys, so can you either confirm or deny?
Caramel.
It's Avril Lavigne.
I don't disbelieve it, but I feel like that video that we are referencing gave some not as concrete, like...
Well, yeah, it was a stupid-ass video.
The video said skin blemishes were not present anymore. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, because it's a fucking skin blemish, and it's not permanent. Even if you have a scar, like, you can do, you know what I mean? Like, you can laser treatments and things like that, especially if you're wealthy, you can.
Okay, the writing the Melissa on her hand was the weirdest thing
for me. That is weird as shit.
Bizarre. And there's people, then I looked into it a little further.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people who knew Melissa and said she, like, disappeared. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so if you know anything about it, please tell me. Also, did somebody do that to Jessica Simpson, or does she just look like that?
God, I think she's just very unwell.
Bless.
Because I think she kind of looks the same. I don't think she looks different. I think she looks hungry and sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really sad because once your brain gets totally fucked up by, like, whatever, that chemical imbalance from starving yourself, and then you, like, you really can never, you can really never come out of that.
Yeah, it's not great. That is not great.
And she also obviously has maybe a little bit of an unhealthy relationship with her body and food because she has fluctuated always.
Forever.
And, like, big pendulum swings, which is not good for you.
No, it's definitely not. What did you think of the chocolate caramel? The caramel was okay.
It's not any, it's not like giving me a boner. No front fire.
No front fire for the caramel. So if it is, if that, I don't understand, like, what the point of keeping her alive but via Melissa is, though. Like, I don't feel like.
Because she was at, like, the height of her career.
Sure.
It was, like, a money thing. I don't know. I don't give a fuck, honestly.
I know, but it just doesn't make sense. Why they would, like, why didn't they just say, oh, Avril Lavigne died when she wasn't popular anymore? Because it's been 20 years since she was, like, super fire. And then she brought out
Because why tell, why say it? I mean, I guess if you want the record sales, actually saying it would probably be more beneficial.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I'm not
Maybe
saying it's
somebody
not
killed
true.
Her. Maybe somebody killed her and they're trying to cover up even more.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Lindsay sent me something about Jared Fogle, the Subway guy.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about him because he lived in our town.
Yeah.
This is good. It's like shortbread.
Ooh, yummy. Hold on. What did it say? It was something like something happened. I think he got sentenced to something.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, little fucker.
Little fucker.
Little fucker.
Little
Let's
fucker.
See.
I think, what was his, did he have, like, child?
Yeah, I think
Not
he got
good.
Sentenced. There she is. She said juicy. I remember that. Juicy. Oh, there's a new docuseries that chronicles the rise and fall of Subway spokesman Jared Fogle. It is a new 3-part documentary, Jared from Subway, Catching a Monster, goes inside Fogle's disturbing secret life.
Ooh.
He's in more than 15 years in federal prison for possession of child pornography. Ew, and traveling across state lines to have sex with a minor? Fuck off, Jared.
He lived in my town when I was a child.
Did he?
Boo.
Have sex with you on state lines?
No.
Good.
Thank God. Well,
good.
Not
good.
That I remember. I have honestly blocked a lot of this out.
Fuck.
So. Aw, man.
What?
I left my coffee in the microwave. I'm so sad about it. Yeah, I'm going for seconds on this.
Oh, then that means she's really good.
She's a biscuit. She's a little biscuit.
Oh,
little
yeah.
Biscuit baby.
Oh, she's good.
I could eat that forever. That's the problem. Because it's not too much of anything. It's not too much of nothing. No, but we were outside admiring the dog poop earlier, you and I.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you would call it?
Yeah.
And I was telling you about how Jake will pay the kids either in items that they want or money to pick up the dog poop. We were talking about it. And he had Edie pick up the dog poop the other day, yesterday, for $5 and 8 gummy bears.
Deal.
And then Stella went outside with Jake and she pooped a huge big turd after Edie was done cleaning up the dog poop. Jake was like, sick, that poop has hair in it. And Edie was like, yeah, I always do. And I was just dying because she, like, is definitely down there inspecting every turd fully.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gross. She doesn't even care to do it. The other day, she was like, yesterday, she was like, yeah, Dad, I'll clean up the dog poop. But first, all that talk about poop's making me need a poop. And I was like, and then she's sitting there, and she was like, don't worry, Mom. I'll wipe my own butt, even if it's smeary, because I'm probably going to get poop on my hands outside, too. And I was like, not how this works. Not how this works. You can't, like, get a little of your own poop and then go, like, also get dog poop and then not lose all your fingernails.
Honestly, it's fine. It's fine.
So remember poop finger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. About nails growing back. Huck was like, Oaks's fingernails jacked up, Mom. And I was like, okay. Yeah, it's growing back, Huck, leave him alone. He was like, no, it's a different one. Sure enough, his index finger, his nail was rotting from this side somehow. And it literally looked like, I don't even know, like an infection in it. And I went to go touch it and the whole thing just fell off.
His
hand is fine underneath now. It had nasty shit and looked like so gross and infected. And then I went to go see what I could do. And I just, the nail totally came off and all of the nasty shit went with it. And there was already a new nail growing. I do not know what's going on with my baby's fingernails. Like, is he just so gross?
Is he a shark?
Is he? Also, I think he has a cavity. He's one. Milk. Is it the milk? And the babas? Like, my kids had babas, and they never got cavities.
I think it's just...
genetic?
Yeah.
He just got bad teeth?
Yeah, baby teeth that are, like, probably sad. Juju's was that way. He had fucking cavities, and I'm like, I brush his teeth. I don't hold his ass.
To be honest, I don't get in there good right yet. He won't sit still for
anything. No, not when he was one. I'm saying when he was like three and he had cavity in his front tooth. And the dentist was like, you gotta brush his teeth. I was like, I brush his fucking teeth. I hold his ass down. And like when they're three.
Better. I have to start brushing Noak's teeth better. That's my fault. It's just sometimes I feel like God, can anyone be responsible for themselves around here, Oaks?
Literally, no. Newborn baby.
Oh my god, he's so cute. So you know how he says ticka ticka ticka. Okay, we figured out ticka ticka is what he calls his passy. And it's really cute, and I think he's kind of trying to say sucka sucka, like like, cause he sucks on it and he's really cute. So this is how I figured out. He's been saying ticka ticka or ticka ticka forever. And so now he's starting to communicate more verbally and non-verbally, where he, like, you can ask him a question and he can answer it. So I was on the phone with Jake the other day in the car, and Oaks is in the back, like, crying, ticka, 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 like, sobbing. And I'm like, babe, I gotta get off the phone. Oaks is exhausted. I'm gonna go lay him down for a nap. And so I turn the car off, get him out, take him inside, still crying, ticka, ticka, ticka. I'm making his bottle, still crying, ticka, ticka, ticka. I gave him a passy, he takes it out, he throws it on the ground. Ticka, ticka, ticka. So then I'm like, what do you want? Where do you want to go? And so I open the door, and he walked outside. He walked straight to, I'm obviously with him, straight to the Subaru, points to his door, trying to open it, ticka, ticka. I open it, and I'm like, what is it that you want? He has a green, like a sage green passy. He must have liked the stank on it that day, because that is what he wanted, only that. And so I got it to him, and he just took it and was like, ticka, ticka. Thanks, Mom. Good. And then, like, came inside, walked up the stairs with his little cute booty shakuti, and I thought, like, that's just what he wanted, was that ticka, ticka, that one. That one.
So cute.
It was really cute. And I did not know, but now we do, because he spit it out when I was on the phone and he didn't have it. Like, it fell on the ground. And that's what he was crying the whole time, but I had no idea it was for that specific.
So
ticka ticka.
Ticka ticka. He's so cute.
Him is real, real sweet.
That is so cute.
Hold on.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's wild. I've got to talk to you about this weight loss challenge. Oh, is the pink cookie good?
Yeah.
I put a little night side vodka in my coffee.
Nice.
Don't tell anyone.
I won't tell us all.
Thanks. You guys keep a secret, right?
It's decent. It's what you would expect. I think it didn't lie. It didn't trick us.
I think I'd rather have a strawberry cookie that had, like, dark chocolate drizzled on
100%. Especially if it tastes like the pink cake from...
They missed the mark.
Yeah, it should have been... You're right. Yeah. But
like a cakey, like homemade strawberry cake with like chunks of strawberry that like maybe were freeze dried or something, but like very strawberry-y with like dark chocolate
drizzle or ganache, like a thick ganache might be nice too.
Even like you could do like a white chocolate buttercream and then a dark chocolate drizzle.
That'd be pretty too. Yummy.
Yeah.
Anyway, crumble.
Missed the boat on that one.
Yeah. It's okay.
I mean, I'm not like cream in my jeans. Do people say that still?
I've never heard it.
Cream in my jeans?
Mm-mm.
Like coming in your pants.
Oh.
It's really gross. I mean, whoa. You win some and you lose some.
Yeah.
That could honestly be categorized as either. Yeah. Depending on where you are in life and what's going on. And who you are and where you're at.
Yes.
What's going on? I mean, listen, I'm making no judgments. Except
listen.
I will judge you if you cream your jeans and I see you. I will never let you leave it down for you. I will literally make up a nickname for you that's like cream pants or
cream corn.
Honestly. You better
whipped
really
cream,
think about it.
I'm just going to start calling you
whip. I'm just going to call you creamy.
Ew.
Ice.
Cream.
I don't know. So we're doing this challenge. How many weeks do we have left?
I think this is, I need to post results, but
we literally need to, I have all my weights for you. I just don't know. Anyway, we need to maybe extend it 2 weeks until March 1st.
Wait, when does it end already? I actually think it ends like March 3rd.
Oh, well. That is.
Maybe we'll do another one. And I'll actually like fucking focus on my nutrition.
Maybe
because
a more serious one.
Well.
How do we get more, like, maybe
what do you
one,
mean more serious?
Like, I think that it should
we
just.
We need higher stakes?
Maybe higher stakes, yes. And then I also think that maybe instead of all the points, I think you
the
only
points
get points.
Does fuck with me.
I think
don't give
instead
a shit about
of
them.
The points, I think you just have to. I think it's the overall percentage of weight loss, and I think part of it is that you have to keep a food journal. I think those two things are way more.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I think those two things are way more. For me, when I'm writing everything out, even if I'm writing what I ate for the day on my to-do list, I'm so much more like. I'm like, want to grab a nerd's rope piece, but I'm like, I'll have to write that down. Is it really worth it? Like, that's what I think. So then I don't do it. Like, it just is so much, like. But I don't make time to do that. I think if you had to keep a journal.
I mean, that is one aspect of the point.
I know. But I'm thinking that should just be the whole. Because I am like, I already wrote down what I eat. I don't know if I've got enough fruit. I'm just happy with that I wrote it. You know what I mean? Like, I. That's the stuff that keeps me a little bit more in check, I think. But, you know, it's not keeping me in check. I was so stressed last week. I lost, like, a bunch of weight because I think I was. Cortisol is a real fucking thing, and it can fuck you up bad. Like,
mm-hmm.
It can do both. You can lose a bunch of weight. You can gain a bunch of weight. But I also wasn't sleeping. I was probably not. Like, I was reaching for stuff like this. Like, I would eat a cookie and then, like, a couple bites of dinner and be like, eh. Like, I wasn't eating anything of value. And I lost a bunch of weight. Quickly, like not a bunch, but 5 pounds over like 2 or 3 days.
That's
too
That's
much.
A lot.
And then Saturday, Jake works all day, and I just was like making food and whatever. And then Sunday, I was like woke up knowing I was gonna make like homemade dough and cinnamon rolls and some stuff for the Super Bowl and lasagna. And basically, what I did Sunday was just make the most food and then also eat. The most food.
That's okay.
And it was all bread. But it was like comforting me. I made like orange cinnamon rolls with like a glaze, and then I made these pizza things with like mozzarella and pepperoni inside the like yummy tender yeast dough, and it was so good. And I just kept eating them, and I just then I would eat a bite of a cinnamon roll, and I did that. And then guess who gained all 5 pounds back in 2 days? Lost it in two, gained it back. Or it was my body just realigning itself. But I do think I would have probably kept a couple of the pounds off if I wouldn't have eaten 4,000 calories of yeast dough. Minimum. I mean, honestly, fucking minimum. But boy, was it good. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I worked so hard to make this. I made it. It's fucking so good. I'm going to eat it. It's
for
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not like I'm eating it from, like, the store packaging. But
yeah.
I still ate way too much.
Yum.
But I'm going to start making those cinnamon rolls and maybe those pizza things and just like randomly make a couple batches and just like give them to people because they're so delicious. Other people should know.
Yeah, I thought you were starting a food truck.
I mean, I really need to. Honestly, if I just did coffee and like those kind of pastries, I could make $1,000 a day and then just be done when I was done. Like, it wouldn't even cost that much. Like, It would be a lot of time. I'd have to teach somebody how to make this food, too. But that's all stuff you can do from your, like, house, because it's a baked good, you know that? Mm-hmm. Florida food cottage laws. So, in Florida, if you're making, like, a baked good or, like, jarring stuff, like salsas and stuff, you can sell those. You don't have to have a commercial kitchen with a license. You can just sell them directly from your home. So, when I was doing Proper Plate, so, if you don't know, I used to have an organic meal delivery service, and this was back before HelloFresh. This was back before any of those food delivery services. This was back before Factor. This was 2012, 13. Here, nobody was doing that. Mm-hmm. Nobody. And I came up with the idea. Like, I thought it was my idea for sure. But obviously, as you get older and less stupid, you know that, like, if there's good ideas, lots of people can have them independent from each other. So I was doing a meal delivery service. I was nannying, and I would make food. And I would, like, get it, not par-baked, but everything would be cooked. And then people would just heat it up. And I would do soups. I had, like, kids options. I did every week. I created a new menu. And then I would make the food based on who ordered what. And then I would go deliver it. And
that service still does not exist in this area. Mm-hmm. They're not delivery.
It was honestly could have been, like, the most freaking amazing business ever. But I was young. I was pregnant. The people who were helping me meet people in the area didn't really have my back.
That's a very nice way to say that.
Truly, they were helping me, and they gave me their email list of, like, a lot of people in the area. That's how I met all the people that I knew, like, everyone that I knew when I first moved here was because of them through their email list. But then I was trying to figure out a way to get my name out there because I knew I needed commercial kitchen space, and I knew I needed to probably hire a person. I was pregnant. And so I was trying to get all the logistics figured out, and that's just not my strong suit. I just wanted to make the food and take the food and make the money, you know? And I tried to get into a farmer's market, not really knowing all the laws, and I was still so small. People were literally just texting me their order. I would send a menu out on Thursday, and people would text me their order on or email it on Sunday. And the deadline was, like, Sunday at 2 p.m., and then I knew what the orders were for the week. It was, like, a good little cute thing I had going. And then I got pregnant, and I was so tired, and all the smells were making me so sick. And I was cooking constantly, and I was just like, I cannot do this. Like, it was making me nosh. So I just sent an email and stopped doing it and, like, never did it again. Anyways. But a lady broke my spirit, really, because I wanted to get into a farmer's market, and she was, like, asking me questions. I answered them honestly, and she was like, you're gonna kill someone. How irresponsible that you're making this food at your house. You are, like, if you don't stop doing this, I'm going to call the state and, like, sue. And over what? And then she was somebody who ended up opening one of the meal places over in Destin, where they give you your, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. The healthy food? Mm-hmm. Healthy Coast or something? She was one of the people, or, like, involved in that in some way. And so, anyways, I figured out, that's when I figured out pretty much that this town was just out to fuck me over and nobody actually cared about me. Aww.
Is he okay?
He needs to come home.
All right. Well,
hold on. I'll send Jake a text. Just pause for a second.
Okay.
Let's go all the way tonight.
Oh.
No regrets. Just love.
Wow. So we had a little break there because Ashley had to go pick up Huck, who wasn't feeling well at school.
Ugh.
Poor little sugar pie.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who was not excited at all about seeing Nani, his close personal friend, mm-hmm. and her arc of animals.
And came home just in time to maybe get a little bit of a cookie.
Convenient.
Very convenient.
Hmm.
Luckily, the school's only 3 minutes away, so it was a 6-minute round trip.
Yep.
Maybe 7. And Christia was not my laundry, bitch.
Don't tell Barry because I suck at my own laundry.
Fair. No, so I feel like I have this epic story that I've been waiting to tell you, and it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Oh,
what is it? About it? Oh, I can't tell.
That's my phone. Why did it make a noise?
That's my baby.
No,
but what I do want to know is that
if is
we
it?
Should go to karaoke tonight.
Oh my god.
I
don't know. If you should go to karaoke. You should have fun. Live your life. I would take Mimi to stupid practice.
I know.
And also probably go to bed at like 8 o'clock.
You need to go to bed at 8 o'clock. But the thing about it is I just, you're my only friend. Besides Jake.
That
you know
is
me?
Not true.
That is true.
Call Laura. She'll go.
No. You're my only friend that lives here. Like truly, truly. I was reading something the other day. And
I will marry this cookie.
It is good. Do you feel like, which way are you going in your age? Like, as you get older, is everything, like, more raw and, like, even thinking about something sweet will make you, like, nostalgic or tear up? You don't really cry a bunch, so, like, nostalgic. Or did it used to be that way when your kids were littler and now it's kind of gone the opposite direction?
I think I'm still... Okay, so at Market, I did see this shoe. They redid this shoe that was Amelia's first shoe when she started walking.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, my God. Mimi wore these when she was little. But it wasn't, like, sad. It was like, oh, so cute.
When your kids were littler, did you think getting to this point would make you more sad and nostalgic?
Mm-hmm.
And it really just didn't. It just happened. Because I'm, like, fearful of that. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I think I got sadder when they moved on to Milestones when they were little. Like,
mm-hmm.
Every time they, like, when Julian first went to the men's department, like, for clothes, I remember being like, what
that kind of stuff
fuck?
Hurts. Like,
but it wasn't as bad with,
like,
Babe.
Edie doesn't even, like, wear, like, she can wear a 5T dependent, but she's mostly up front in the, like, bigger girl section. Now, at Target, I think I'm, like, still not mentally,
yeah.
I'm not mentally, like, made that move in my mind, so I always go back. Like, but... If I buy her something 5T, she can fit in it today, but, like,
yeah,
not in a month or two. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But I still go look over there.
It is way sweeter over there.
And I think I want her to just be sweet for as long as she can.
Amelia was never sweet.
That's my thing also about public school is that I'm fine with it. I got no qualms. I went to public school, saw a lot of weird shit, but, like, I just think that as far as maintaining innocence, which is kind of important to me right now, especially with Edie, because she leans to very sassy and
wild,
like into whatever, you know?
Yeah. Don't mind me taking drugs.
So it's fine as long as they're not street, as long as you got them legally. I'm just worried about fentanyl. So yeah.
Yeah, I
understand. I'm trying
that.
To keep her as innocent. I know the second she goes to public school, she'll be like hearing all sorts of shit. Because you have a way bigger pool from way more walks of life versus at this little tiny private school that's like
expensive.
A lot of the population of the kids who go there too are like have some sort of disability. It's like way more niche. I literally don't know if I'm doing like I know I'm doing Huck a like right by going there, like he needs to be there. That's like where he thrives. Sometimes I feel like maybe it isn't. I don't know. I just want to make the right choices for them. But
yeah, and that's what all
and
fucking
happy
motherhood
there
is
because they know it.
But
and
they'd also be happy at any other school, not initially.
I just am not worried. I'm just worried about like here, so many cliques and so many like girls who think they're hot shit and they're in second grade, and you're like the fuck. But I know for all those people, there's cool kids, too,
yeah.
And you'll have to navigate it. But I love their little classes right now because, like, people they've grown up with. And there's just, like, there's not really, really girly girls in Edie's class. There's two girls. And they're, like, you know what I mean? They're just, like, on, I don't know. It doesn't, like, stress me out. I don't have to worry about their, like.
What grade does that school go to right now?
High school. Through high school.
Excuse me.
Through high school.
Through? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. High school? Mm-hmm. How many high schoolers are there? Three?
Right now, 30.
Really? That many?
25. There's probably like that many.
That really surprises me.
So, you know, all of that land right there, they just bought all that. And the plan is they're going to build like an entire high school.
Wow.
Like middle school, high school, and like expand majorly. So, I love that they're there. I feel like it's getting more diverse as the years go by.
Sure.
And it's been up until this point, which maybe this is all boring, but up until, it's just like, I just don't know. That's my thing right now is I'm trying to navigate. Like, I used to know, well, this is what's right for them because they were like babies and needed the set amount of things. And now as they get older, I'm struggling to navigate what is right for them.
Right. Well, I heard it's fucking hard that way. Fuck it.
And I just want to take their opinions into like
consideration,
but they haven't lived in.
I know, and they're little
their
babies.
Little
yeah,
stupid opinions are really kind of dumb because they have nothing to base it on.
Yeah,
and I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm just like,
no, it's fact.
That's
like,
the reality of the situation.
Yeah,
is your opinion doesn't weigh as much because well,
you also,
don't weigh
you don't
as
weigh,
much.
But yeah.
Fuck. So like, it's just so funny. It's so weird. And as the kids get older, I feel like this is what people should tell pregnant women when they ask for advice. Like, that is a matter of will. Like, having a little tiny baby is, like, a matter of will and survival. Having older kids is just, you're constantly worried. Not that they're eating enough food, but, like, that they're getting what is right for them.
Right.
I don't know. It's, like, super stressful.
It is. And Juju, like, yesterday I realized
I just want three-year-olds forever.
I realized he's gonna be a senior. Somebody else put, like, I knew that. I've said those words. I've vocalized them before, but, like, it, like, hit me. And I was like, oh, fuck, we gotta do senior pictures.
What's he doing for school? Like,
don't know yet.
Has to figure that out.
Yeah, he just
this
took the ACT
your
test.
Year that you figure that out, your junior year.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Probably
it's
nice,
just,
though.
It's
which is fine.
Like, oh, I just don't know. It's also stressful. Okay, let's talk about something less stressful.
Like how good that New York cheesecake cookie was.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
It was really good.
Let's see. Less stress. Titanic, you told me, was in the theater again.
Yeah, it is. We should go see it. How many times did you watch Titanic?
Yeah.
Twice?
Twice.
What about Jen? How much? Jen, how many times did you watch?
73, probably.
I saw it 12. I'm really going for lucky number 13.
That is so funny.
I thought about this. Okay. I really do want to go see it in theater. Like, I think I also just need, like, a mom date, maybe, like, a girls night, because I'm feeling like I'm pushing that kind of hard, because it's been a long time.
Let's do it.
Forever. I just am also, like, fine to have acquaintances, but I just don't feel like putting an effort into having, like, a lot of new best friends.
Oh, my God. It's the 25th anniversary of this motherfucking movie, so fuck off.
So, a different Casey that I went to church with and I saw this in theaters, like, several times together. I haven't, like, talked to her since then.
Okay, so it's only playing at 3 p.m.
Today?
Yeah.
What about the rest of the week?
Oh, the rest of the week, like, tomorrow, Friday, or 12:15, 4:30, and 8:45. 8:45? I'm sorry, that's
it's
a three-hour
movie. So three makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
get home by
true.
7, time for bed, baby.
3 hours and 16 motherfucking minutes.
Good God, that would have murked. Like, that's the thing with these
drowned.
Stanley Cups is this morning I was just walking and I turned around and I, like, clocked the goo. Like, clocked her. And I was like, damn it, Stella, I am so sorry. She just looked at me like, the fuck? And I was like, I did not mean to hurt you. This is a weapon? Like, somebody was talking about how fucking stupid these are, and it was so funny to me because it is total nonsense. Like, if you're home where you have access to, like, a regular 12-ounce glass, like, obviously that is less awful than this is, like, embarrassing. It is fucking the dumbest, but I am so hydrated. My skin is so nice. If I just keep
mine's really not because I'm dehydrated from Las Vegas.
Vegas fucks you up for like 2 full weeks. You'll be recovering
because like
next time you
skin
know,
wise
the Lange is it Lange?
Oh, fuck it.
Okay.
I'll ask Owen.
They have the water bank line, And I don't necessarily normally need that because my skin is pretty.
Yeah, here we're like pickled fucking 24/7 in that humidity.
I'm telling you, they have it, and they have it in like a little, it's not even expensive. It's like travel sizes.
Get it?
And it's got like a mask to sleep in, the lip mask. It's got water bank moisturizer that looks nice over foundation. And then it has like a serum, and they're all like
super nice, hydrating.
Nice.
Yes. Maybe I should order that now for recovery.
It literally is from Sephora. And then also there's a new brand that a really adorable influencer I follow, Kristen Lemon. She is very cute. And she said something about this brand.
Is it
Merit?
Oh.
It's Merit.
Why
and
is
they
there...
have the most beautiful lipstick ever. And I went and they had a tiny bit of it at Sephora. And they had a like face oil and a like a face oil you put on like during the day to just like make you look more lustrous and pretty, and then the lipstick, and it seriously is like gorgeous. Obsessed.
They have like the cutest fucking makeup bag. Man. They call it like the they say it's the 5 minute morning, and like you order it and then you get this cute bag.
Okay, let me show you the lipstick.
Look at the bag. I've seen this fucking ad. Well, maybe you don't get the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a thing.
I wanted that blush, but they were out. Their like face serum stuff is so good. I love it. You can like put it on over your makeup too.
Ooh.
I like really love it. But anyway, next time you go to Vegas, you have to take that water bank. And anytime you go on a trip where you're getting sun too, like
mm-hmm.
I used it a ton when I was in St. Thomas. To just even my shit out.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, to my facial girl so often because I kept getting, like, here on the sides of my nose, I was getting, like, crazy, like, deep, weird blackheads, but then, like, dry skin over them so much to the point that it was, like, I was exfoliating it, but it was, like, too much cell turnover, and my, like, nose was then raw. It was bizarre. And I was like, what is going on? This is driving me nuts. And she was like, do you use retinol? And I said, yes. And she was like, do you put it there? And I was like, yeah, probably just by default. Cause I like rub it all over my face. And she was like, oh, don't put that like anywhere near your eyes or ever like in those creases because it like is cell turnover, like regenerates cells. And so that like doesn't need to exfoliate that often. And you are like turning the skin over so fast that like your pores can't catch up, and then you're getting blackheads, and then it's like dead skin, and then it's like a black, and it was awful. But I just stopped doing the retinol and it worked. It never came back. So
weird.
I like, still have a little bit, but it was so yeah, somebody just needs to teach like dummies how to use these products.
Sign me up.
No, but that shit, like the little travel thing is like has lasted me. I've still been using it every day and it's lasting me.
Oh, wow.
It is legit. It's legit.
That's okay.
I'm actually going to go like this weekend and get the full sizes of the ones I really like because I really like it. I'm sorry about your uterus.
She's rude. Very fucking rude. Oh, yeah. That looks nice. It's only 45.
Every time I have cramps, I'm like, I should just fucking get pregnant. Instead of endure this shit.
Ew.
Right? Because then you don't have to have it for so long.
Yeah, but then you have to have it big time. And you can't even use tampons because you're
big
freaking
time. Yeah, I don't really want to do that again. To be honest, like, there was a point in time a little bit ago where I would, like, have been sad about saying that. But not. I'm not sad. I really forgot about toddlers. They are. Most redeemable thing about a toddler is they're fucking cute.
And funny.
And funny.
Sometimes.
But cute. Like, mostly cute. And sometimes funny. But sometimes when they're being funny, you're also like, oh, fucking killing you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this baby is Buster. He is Buster.
He's so cute.
Him's Buster.
He's cute.
He's really rough and he's really intense and he has a lot of passion. I wonder where he gets any of that from.
Not from you.
No, we are not a passionate people.
We are boring. No personality at all. Sorry about that.
Hey, listen, are they paying us?
Who?
The song?
No.
Oh, man.
It was a stupid thing. I got an alert and I was trying to check it and it was stupid. Yeah. So, fatherhood sucks.
What does it alert to tell you it's time for you to say goodbye?
I gotta go pick up my little babies pretty soon.
I'll see you soon.
My little cute newborns. Yes, Jin next time. I don't think I can go to karaoke tonight, though, just because I have to pick up Mimi from lacrosse, and then she'll be so hungry.
And then she'll be so tired, and then she'll you'll be so tired.
Smelly.
Smelly kids.
She's super smelly.
Kind of cute. Was it teen spirit time? Is it
time? She'd be needing deodorant for a while. She's got her own. But it still doesn't necessarily help.
Like by the time, native and it's like yeah, and off by the time fast. That wears off real fast on me.
Like the time between she gets ready for school, we leave at 7, and the cross practice
maybe reapply. Yeah,
she won't. It's fine. It's fine.
She's doing what I need to go. Tick 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 tick. I go like 7. Tick 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 back and forth.
Oh, on the deodorant.
And then seriously, always by floor 43, I literally smell like the Indian restaurant. I mean, that's, I'm so smelly. This is like, I think I smell not as bad as I did like when I first started working out all the time, but I think it's like hormonal.
It is definitely hormonal.
Because I just am like, sometimes it's worse than others, but like, dude, I fucking smell and I have on deodorant. Native can get you through the day, like on a regular day, but if I'm stressed, I can smell it.
Stress is the worst.
If I'm stressed, I smell just really awful. If I, like, nothing, it doesn't matter. The only way I smell good is if I have not been sweating. Like, I just kind of am stinky. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not like my crotch and butt, not so much. It's the pits bad. Yeah. Like, really, that's where. So now I'm, like, been exfoliating my armpits, like, every day to try to help. That is kind of helping.
Good.
Because I think. Well, the smell is not your actual sweat. The smell is bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So why my armpits got so much bacteria?
Gross.
And my hormones are like mixing with it. I don't know.
It's
gross.
Not great.
Listen, I'll shut the fuck up.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.